don't ever study English. Listening comprehension tape.
Situation 11. Lunch.
After fourth period, students get a 50-minute break for lunch. Students who have cars often drive to restaurants to eat lunch off campus.
Kev, let's go off campus for lunch.
Okay, where do you want to go?
How about McDonald's?
No, I had hamburger yesterday.
Okay, then how about Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut? It's far from here.
Yeah, but you have a car, so it's no problem.
That's true, but I don't have much gas.
You can buy some.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't have much money either.
Okay. If you drive, I'll buy the gas and the pizza.
Now you're talking. Let's go.
Kevin and Barry go to the parking lot, get into Kevin's car, and start driving to Pizza Hut.
Wow! What did you buy at CD player?
Last week. It sounds great. What do you want to hear?
What do you have?
How about Metallica?
Kill.
Situation 12. At Pizza Hut.
Kevin and Barry arrive at Pizza Hut and get ready to order.
Hello. Welcome to Pizza Hut. May I take your order?
Barry, let's get a medium pizza and each order one half, okay?
That sounds good. I want my half with sausage, onions, mushrooms, and anchovies.
Anchovies? Anchovies stink. How can you eat those things?
The woman working at Pizza Hut becomes angry because they are making her wait too long.
Excuse me, but are you going to order the second half of your pizza?
Yeah. Quit talking about how bad my pizza is and order your own half.
I will. I would like ham and pineapple.
What?
Ham and pineapple are way worse than anchovies. What are you, Hawaiian?
No, I'm from California, just like you. But Hawaiian pizza is the best.
Would you like anything to drink with that?
I'll have a Coke.
I like water.
The woman gets them their drinks.
Here you are. That will be $9.59.
Barry gives the woman $10.
Here you are.
Here's your change. 41 cents. Your number is 13. Please find a table and I will call your number when your pizza is ready.
Let's sit by the window.
Great.
Situation 13. English class.
After lunch, Kevin and Barry go to English class. Today the teacher, Mr. Gomez, is talking about the SAT and getting into a good college or university or college.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're not going to study English.
Cool. You're the best, Mr. G.
Don't be too happy. Instead, I want to talk to you about the SAT and education after high school. First, who can tell me what the letters S-A-T stand for?
They stand for Scholastic Aptitude Test.
Very good, Lisa.
I thought they stand for School's Always Lousy.
You are a good student, Kevin. You shouldn't have such a bad attitude.
I know, but I don't like school.
But you like English, don't you?
Yeah, but that's different. English is fun.
Well, what classes don't you like?
I hate P.E. The teacher's the worst.
Don't worry. There is no P.E. on the S.A.T. I have another question. Who can tell me the difference between a college and a university?
You can only go to a college for 4 years, but a university has graduate schools, so you can go there for a master's or a doctoral degree.
Correct. And what about a junior college?
A junior college is only for 2 years.
Correct again. And Kevin, don't worry about P.E. When you go to a college or a university, you will choose a major like English, for example, and you won't have to take many classes that you don't like.
College sounds much funnier than high school.
Situation 14. At home.
After school, Kevin goes home to drop off his books before the football game and the party. At home, his mom asks him about his day.
Kevin, why don't you tell me about your day?
Mom, I had a great day today.
Really? Why don't you tell me about it?
Okay. First, I had a really good talk with Barry this morning.
Really? What did you talk about?
Nothing special. It was just good.
Well, that's great. What about school?
School was great, too. I met Karen, and she said she would go to the party with me tonight.
What about Barry? I thought you were going with him.
I was, but then I decided to go with Karen.
You should be careful. If you make a promise, you should keep it. And Barry has been your friend for 10 years, but you've only known Karen a little while. Good friends are very important.
I know. I feel bad, but...
Well, what else did you do today?
In English class, we learned all about college.
I thought you said you only liked rock music and you weren't going to college.
I know, but my English teacher, Mr. Gomez, told me how cool college was, so now I'm thinking about going.
That's wonderful. Tell Mr. Gomez thank you for me.
I will.
Oh, look what time it is. It's almost 5 o'clock. The news will be on television soon. Let's watch it together.
Kevin looks disappointed.
Do I have to?
You don't have to, but you should.
Okay.
That's a good boy.
Situation 15. Television news.
Kevin's mother turns on the television to get ready to watch the news.
Kevin, be quiet. The news is on.
Okay.
Kevin sits down on the sofa next to his mother. Just then, Kevin's sister, Mary, comes home. She comes into the living room and watches the news, too. Mom, I don't know why you like the news. It's the same every day. Every day there is some crime, fire, and floods. There's never any good news.
Mary, be quiet. I'm trying to watch this. I know there is some bad news, but it is important that we know what is happening in the world.
Yeah, Mary, Mom is right. It is important that we know about the world. Why are you so stupid?
Be quiet, Kevin. I'm a lot smarter than you are.
No, you're not. You're just older, not smarter.
You're both smart, and you both have to be quiet. The news is on.
Okay. But can we watch something else later?
Yes. Now let's be quiet and watch the news.
Don't worry about me, Mom. I won't be here. I'll be at the game and the party, but Mary won't. She's too ugly.
Shut up.
I said be quiet, both of you.
I'm going. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Kevin. Remember to be home by midnight.
No, Dad said I could come home at 12:30.
Well, then, be home by 12:30. Your father and I will be waiting.
I will. Bye again.
Situation 16. At the football game.
Kevin and Barry meet at the football game. Barry is still angry at Kevin for not giving him a ride to the party.
Hey, Barry, when do you get here?
Why do you care?
Don't be that way. You're still my best friend, but you have to understand that I love Karen.
You really are crazy. I can't believe that you can use the word love after 2 weeks.
I've known her for 3 weeks.
It's the same thing.
Anyway, are you all ready for the party tonight?
Yeah, you know me. I'm always ready to play some rock and roll. But why do we have to come to this stupid football game?
To invite a lot of pretty girls to the party tonight.
Hey, that's a good idea. But I thought you were in love with Karen.
I am, but that doesn't mean I can't look. Besides, you might meet a nice girl.
I sure hope so. I haven't had a girlfriend since last summer.
Are you talking about Dana?
Yes. She was beautiful, wasn't she?
She was ugly. She was a dog. She was...
Barry gets angry and interrupts.
Stop it! I really liked her!
Sorry, I just think you were too good for her.
That's because you're my friend.
Hey, the game is about to start. Let's go sit down in the front.
I thought you didn't like football.
I don't, but at the beginning of the game, the cheerleaders jump up and down.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of football, too.
Situation 17. At the party. 1.
After the game, Kevin and Barry go to the party. Their band plays and everyone likes them a lot. After the band is finished, Karen wants to talk to Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You guys were really good. Can we go outside and talk? Kevin winks at Barry, holds Karen's hand, and takes her outside.
What do you want to talk about, Karen?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this.
Just say it.
But it's really difficult.
You don't have to say it, I know. I love you too.
No, that's not it. I want to tell you I can't be your girlfriend anymore.
What? But I thought we loved each other.
Actually, I like someone else.
Who? I'll kill him.
I like Warren Holt, the captain of the football team.
Wow, he's huge. I can't kill him. But why didn't you tell me before?
Well, you're really nice, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Can I still give you a ride home in my car tonight?
No, Warren has a nicer car anyway.
I really can't believe it.
Situation 18. At the party, 2.
Kevin is really sad. He looks for Barry. Finally, he finds Barry and apologizes.
Barry, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Hey, Kevin, you don't look so good. Have you been crying?
No.
Are you sick?
No, it's not that either.
Then what is it?
I have something to tell you, but I don't know how.
Just say it. You're my best friend. You can tell me anything.
Okay, I'll tell you. Karen dumped me.
She dumped you? Why?
Not why, who?
Who?
She says she likes Warren Holt.
You mean the captain of the football team? He looks like a gorilla!
I know. I feel like an idiot. I'm really sorry I broke my promise to you because of a girl.
Those things happen. I accept your apology. Hey, if you feel bad you want to talk, you can sleep over at my house tonight.
Thanks. That's probably a good idea.
Situation 19. Kevin's parents get ready for bed.
It's been a long day. Let's turn in, honey.
Okay.
What's wrong? You look like you have something on your mind.
Well, another year and our son will graduate and probably leave home for university.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Well, you had better start. That day will come before you know it.
Has Kevin indicated where he wants to go to school?
I have a feeling he wants to go to an out-of-state college.
Goodness! That means he will leave home and be all on his own.
Yeah, and it also means that his school expenses will be twice as high as at an in-state school.
Are we going to be able to afford that? How are the negotiations on that new contract at work coming along?
The city has decided to expand that section of freeway that leads to the new international airport, and it looks like our company is going to win the bidding for the construction contract.
That's great. But what exactly does that mean for you?
Well, it looks like my division will get the assignment, and it looks good for me to be in charge of design and engineering.
Why didn't you say something? That's great.
I wanted to wait until I was more or less certain. Anyway, if that happens, we shouldn't have to worry about Kevin's school costs for the first year or two anyway.
What do you mean, the first year or two? What about the years after that?
I would like to see the boy work for part of his college life and be responsible for at least part of his school expenses.
I thought you said we wouldn't have to worry about the money. Why don't we support him until he graduates?
You know we will make sure that he has the support to finish university. That's not the issue. I think it would do him a lot of good to work part-time to develop a sense of independence and responsibility.
I know you're right, but I just can't help but to feel protective when I think of my son living alone in a far-off city.
Don't worry. He's still our little boy for another year.
Situation 20. Going to bed.
After Kevin and Barry apologize to each other, they decide to spend the night at Barry's house. They begin to get ready to go to sleep.
Kevin, you can use the bathroom first.
But I don't need to use the bathroom.
I don't mean the toilet. I mean to wash your face and brush your teeth before bed.
Oh, okay. I'll brush my teeth first.
Kevin finishes in the bathroom and comes out.
Barry, you can use the bathroom now.
Thanks. I hope it doesn't smell too bad in there.
Don't worry. I told you I only had to brush my teeth. Nothing else.
Okay. I'll be in and out.
Barry brushes his teeth and comes out of the bathroom.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Barry. Did you set the alarm clock?
Yes. I set it for 7 o'clock.
Good. I have to get up early tomorrow so I can go home before my parents wake up.
Don't worry so much. Your parents will understand.
I don't know. I promised them I would be home by 12:30.
Yes, but they trust you. You're a good student, and you never get into trouble.
Except tonight.
Ha ha. Good night.
Good night, and thanks for talking to me about girls.
No problem, Kevin. That's what friends are for.